Hello and welcome back to my podcast, Here to Grow. I am your host, Honey, and together we can stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. Listen, I'm so happy to be here because God has been good in my life. He has shown himself faithful and a God that is approved to stamp his name all over my life. I have the honor to call myself a daughter of the King. And to be a daughter of the King, that means that I am a kept woman. And not only am I identified as a child of God for being a peacemaker, but I am a peacekeeper with the people that are around me. And I just see people thriving in their mindsets, thriving in their attitudes to love as Christ loves the church. And I'm just so happy and enthused to see that one man can change the world. And how can that person change the world is that when they change their heart. When you open yourself to be loved by the King, then you really get to see that initiation process of how God opens his righteous hand to consume you in the belly of his love. Because, you know, in the belly of something, that's where everything is birthed. And so to be in the belly of God's love, you get to see what it's like to be called by God. And today the episode is called The Called. And I got this concept from Romans 1:6. And I was just reading, you know, the book of Romans. And I was just like, okay, I'm going to start from the beginning. If any of you has ever thought about reading the book of Romans, it will literally take you to a place of changing your posture. Because you can think that you have it together until you start reading the book of Romans. And Romans 1:6, it talks about you are also among those Gentiles who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. So I was called. God was calling my name. Jesus knew my name way before, you know, I knew how to answer to the call. And so to be the called is to be the person that's on Jesus' heart, right? I was one of the ones that, you know, made Jesus feel restless on the inside until I answered the call. Could you imagine being the creator of the universe and you're sending out this war cry and say, all of my sons and daughters, stop and yield, stop, think and yield to my voice. But I didn't know God's reputation at the time. I knew God to be the God that my grandmother taught me about his personality. But my grandmother forgot God's gentleness. And then she didn't speak about his goodness in a way that favored me when I perhaps wasn't God's favorite choice based off my actions and my feelings and my emotions. But God is not as hostile as some of us may think that he is, because if he were that God that just kills everyone off, then I wouldn't be on this podcast asking you to hear to grow. Because I know that God has had to forgive me 700 times 7. And we're only asked to forgive our brother 70 times 7. But there's times where I don't get it right, but he still calls me the called. And so when I answer the call on my life, I'm like, man, I have a sense of belonging. I have value in the kingdom. You know, I'm appreciated. You know, Jesus is kind to me. Jesus asked me questions that gets my mind turning the gears to say, What is it that Jesus is asking of me to do? Or what is Jesus wanting me to do that I'm not willing to do yet? And in that prompting, I'm like, okay, if I know that I'm called and I know that I belong, then I know that obedience comes, you know, from that, because it produces faith in me. And so for Christ's name's sake, I have to not be work-based, but I have to come to the Father and say, I know who I am, because it's in who you are that you can display a love for God that allows the people around you to trust in the God that they don't even know yet. There's a lot of people that hear me talking about God. I talk about God, you know, when I'm with people at work and things like that. And I reference God like, okay, and you know, he did this and he did that. And I'm like, man, they don't even know the he that I am referring to. I speak of God so much that I sometimes say he, and I assume that people know about this spirit God, right? And I have to like, oh, excuse me, I'm talking about God the Father when I'm referring to he. I reference him so much in my personal life that when I say he, I know that I'm referring to the spirit. So people get to see that I'm called because I don't even know how to, you know, take my life and cut it down the middle and say, I'm either going to be a, you know, just a Christian on Sundays and on Wednesdays when I'm at Bible study. I can't do that because I have this love all over me and I'm crowded with love. That means there is no space for anything else but for God's presence to live here and to rest here. And in that being the called, when I'm speaking to someone, the love of God oozes out of me, right? And so being the called is, it means that I call everyone else higher. So today I have my daughter with me, and this is her first time in a long time coming, you know, to the place where I record my podcast. And I'm like, man, when I was sitting across from her in the car before we walked up to, you know, get into the recording studio, I was like, we were just unpacking our days. And I looked across from her. I'm like, before we do our next thing, I needed to do the God thing that he asked of me today. And that was just to open myself so that he can pour himself out so that others can receive the kingdom and not my woman per se. But I got to have my daughter come along this selfless journey to give myself away so I can be used by God. And so here my daughter, this teenager, gets to see her mother park the vehicle, jump out and pray, cover herself and prepare herself. And in that preparedness, I get to remain clothed in my kingdom identity. But my daughter is in close proximity as this is happening. So I'm sure there are so many things that she wants to do. She wants to go to this game. But I'm like, baby, before we do that, remember that mother is a child of God. And being a child of God trumps everything on our to-do list. We don't make God wait, right? We are functional children of God because we are co-heirs to the throne. There's no one on this planet Earth that has the ability to make us a co-heir to the throne of Christ. So when it's my time to show up, I have to, you know, excavate all the things that are happening around me. I have to dig around all the things that are happening around me and make sure that there is a munificent amount, a very generous amount of attitude and care and love to come and position myself in this seat to say that God is first, because it's faith first, then family, right? So then fitness and then field. So my work has to come last, but my kingdom assignment has to come first. It comes above me being mother. It comes above me being woman, because I'm nothing. I can't feed anything else unless I'm fed by the King. And I come today hungry and thirsty for righteousness and to be filled. And as I'm filled, I want you to know that you too can be filled and receive God's grace when you're obedient to the call. I want you to know that holiness has a price. And the price that you pay for holiness, the deposit that you're going to put down, is to say, God, I will obey you so that I can gain trust in you. And then in turn, you will trust me with your kingdom assignment. And how you know that you're trusted is you will know that there is a belonging, and you will increase in favor with God and man. The men on the earth will find ways to bless you. They will find ways to keep you on their minds and hearts to say, how can we bless this individual? How can we take this man or woman to their next level? And as the called, you should see that person increase in value, increase in mindset, increase in being high functioning. Right? This person should be an asset that's accessible to teach people how to become their highest version, because their value is high, because that grace that received is high, and it comes from a Jesus that was here on earth, and in his earthly life, he lived a life with no sin. And because he lived a life with no sin, it allows me to be a part of a group of people who are called the called. And we are a people that know that if it had not been the grace of God over our lives, we will be stagnated, busted, and disgusted. Because we needed the blood of the Lamb to have God to take a second look at us and not to judge our acceptance of low-level thinking. And so as I sit here, I'm able to reminisce on how far I've come. And as I'm thinking about how I was going nowhere fast, and in this place of, you know, wandering aimlessly, I accepted, you know, having no vision for my life. And here I am sitting with full faith and assurance that God will make that vision come to pass, because I refuse to not proclaim the good news that I will become everything that I see in my eyesight. So to be those things, I had to tell myself that I will stop accepting things that are beneath me. So an example of that is, okay, in my motherhood, I'm serving that the best I know how. And, you know, my faith walk, I'm giving God the best that I know how. I'm surrendering the best I know how, right? I'm speaking on temptation. I'm putting scripture in the morning and night. I'm doing all that I have the capacity to give, right? But I still go to God and say, well, use more of me. And so in that, I have these dreams of mine that I share with people privately, if you're in that small circle of mine. And as I share those things with the people that I, with the few that are called and chosen, I notice that there's opportunities that pop up where it would be where I can make like a lateral move. And so there's no increase in that. But I'm like, when I look at where I want to go, taking something that's similar to the role and responsibilities that I'm doing right now, that doesn't favor me. It favors someone else. Because I already know that I'm valuable. No one has to sit across from me and say, you know, will I benefit from you? What? I'm gonna think that's rhetorical. The thing is, will I benefit from the position? How is this position calling me higher? Because I'm at the point where Esther, you know, was when Esther says, you know, if she dies, she died. If I perish, I perish. I got to go before the king and say, listen, you have to create the opportunity. If there is no opportunity, Father, I need you to create it. Right? Because everything I feel in my spirit, in my woman, is saying that it's time to accelerate. Well, for me to have this acceleration, God, I need you to co-sign that I'm prepared by opening the doors of heaven. And the doors that you open, no man shall shut. Why? Because there is a time when you are obeying God, when you are coming to God with your neediness, when you are merciful to the merciful, when you have been dealt a hand of heavy persecution and you have served every position and title with goodness and mercy, there comes a time when you have to say, God, I am your called. And as your elect, I know that you have established me. I know that I have been perfected in that patience, right? So that I can stand up in this stature and this maturity and say that your wisdom and your revelation shall come out of my mouth. I shall no longer second guess, am I a child of God? I shall sound and be the child of God, right? Because it comes a time, the times that we're living in, you have to know who you are. And the things that I want to do, then that means promotion is on the horizon, right? Because if you get the chance to shadow me and the way I move and the way I interact with people, I am dealing with people as lowly as I know how, man and woman. So if anyone is in contact with me, I'm like, did you pray today? How did you give God praise? Don't you come over here loving on me if you aren't loving on God. Because I rebuke, you will not make me have you committing idolatry. I get that it sounds good, looks good, but being the chosen can't even compare to Christ Jesus. And as I'm in my development process, I'm so impressed with God's impression on me that I'm like, David, I'm going to war and I'm hearing people say, well, what are we going to do? What are we going to do about this issue? What are we going to do about that issue? I'm like, send me. I'm God's finest. Name a queen that's more refined than me. Name an educated person that is this relatable, this effective. Right? This person that has this level of self-awareness, self-care, self-regulation, relationship skills, and attunement. Like our sweet brother Daniel in the book of Daniel, I've been through a 6-year process with God and the Holy Spirit. There is nothing higher than our majesty. No one compares to our Father. Holy is his name. And that's where I'm going to give God the glory in my holiness. My body is a temple for God to reside in. His presence shall be on my lips and my eyesight forever and amen. So there comes a time where you can either be a Moses and look at that burning bush and see, like, well, God is real. Okay, then it's time to accept the call on your life and say, send me, I will go. And if I perish, I perish. Moses had to have good courage, good faith, and good favor. And God showed him that he would be a kept man. And the only way God could show Moses who he is to us all is because God allowed Moses to see that he was called. And when Moses recognized that, man, the average man is not seeing a burning bush. Come on, somebody. The average man is not seeing God peel back envy and hate. All people aren't for honey. Oh my gosh. On my birthday, the enemy took his best shot. I'm still standing. They tried to label Queen Lady Honey a criminal. I haven't punched, smacked anyone. I don't rob, nor do I steal. Anything that I've earned it the right way. Because I know that respect is earned. But I burned in that fiery furnace to become more holy so that I can be my woman that art loose. So every shackle, every chain, every word coat, a curse that has been spoken over my life, it falls flat. Because just like Moses, I'm prepared to go before whoever that leadership board is and say, are y'all prepared for a new queen? Even if you're not, it is my time. And my time is now. Because listen, there is a sense of urgency for all of us to be who we are. And we can't ask for permission. And we can't ask man to make a decision about us. We have to go to God and say, God, have I learned the lesson that you wanted to teach me? And what God has taught me is that I'm not in control of anything, but God is in control of all things. Everything has bowed. My children bow. My friendships bow. I've seen a judge, officer, everything had to bow. Everything has to break when you're called. So that's how Moses took 2 million people. Come on, somebody, from Egypt, slaves, men and women in captivity. Right? Think about your strongholds that don't want to let you go. That's grabbing a hold of you. You like, this is a new day. I'm not going to do that same thing. Guess what that stronghold's saying? I'm not letting go of you. But I'm telling you, I serve a God. Come on, somebody. That everything has to break. Because we need a move of God here on earth, as it is in heaven, right? So I'm asking, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And the only way God's will can be done, I got to separate myself from the crowd, right? I have to be that distinguished, polished, refined leader that's saying, listen, I'm sick and tired of people just coming to positions of authority just to collect a check. When will it ever be about the people? And when will the people be ready and willing to use their voice for change? I am just strengthened in my bones to say that one man can change the world, and we saw it in Christ Jesus. But we have to be willing for God to use us like he's never used us before. And as God prepares to use us, you know, understand that there's going to be a resurrection. There's going to be, you're going to be clothed in righteous robes. And in this increase, don't forget about the grace that you received for your obedience. And don't forget that you belong with a group of people that are called. And you may not meet all the people that are called, but know that your life is as important as Moses' life is and was. And those 2 million people can't be freed unless you go to the king and say, God, you command that I be obedient. But God, I'm demanding an opportunity. And if you are listening to me and you know that you have given your best and you're moving with excellency, ask God for your promotion now. Because you can't be a better you until you step in a higher level of discomfort. So when you ask for this promotion, you know that you're coming to suffer. But I'm telling you, neighbor, it has been good for me that I have been afflicted, because in that affliction, everything around me soars. My children are off the charts. They are in honors classes, AP classes. My daughter is the vice president. They are leaders on their sports team, captains. God is so good all the time. My son is out of state. There's people like, bring him back. We want to bless him with our presence. Come on, somebody. Is someone speaking about your children in their absence? I'm blessed in my relationships. I'm blessed in my coming and my going. And I'm blessed to have your ear. But I'm telling you, I would like for you to join me as I feast on this good harvest. God is good. And the pruning season was worth it, as long as you're ready to take your next and remember that you are called. And I am God's queen, Lady Honey. I feel like I'm one of his favorites. And to close out, I like to freestyle. And so I'm not going to hold you. Let's get into it. Father, my helper, my keeper, my sustainer, my way maker. Listen to this. You know, everyone is out networking, but I'm on one network, and that's Kingdom Frequency. God, as your kingdom ambassador, I want everyone to know that I only serve one master. And that's the king that died for me. He killed that envy, that jealous, that pride, just so that I could clean out my inside, so that my outside can look like a stadium of lights. Wow. A round of applause for you for not doing just a few things, but things that calls for many actionable things to be done so that I could be a son of the king. And in that, God, you have birthed a woman that wows me. What an awesome God we serve. And I get to walk closely with the king. And God, you are my everything. May I give over all of my time to adore you. Thank you for allowing me to have the podcast and this opportunity. Guys, thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you. And as always, stay up, stay blessed, stay encouraged. Until next time.